waterwebinar.com now.
Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. As you know, each and every show, we go inside the Beltway and talk to the true insiders from Talk Radio News. Victoria Jones joins us right from the get-go. I'm sure she was drinking her coffee. Well, I don't know if they let coffee in the Rose Garden. And listening to the president at the Rose Garden today, who seemed like he wasn't pulling any punches, trying to once again sell jobs and talk about, I think, this whole idea of the millionaire tax and mixed it into the idea that it's not class warfare. But Victoria was there, so she knows better than I. Victoria, are you allowed to drink coffee when you sit there and you listen to the president?
Sit? We have to stand.
Oh, you have to stand.
The press has to stand behind a rope.
Oh, that's brutal.
Yeah.
Behind a rope.
And we have to get there early and then just wait. And we wait and we wait and we wait.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't sound fun.
No, it's not fun at all. Because it's rain or shine, you know, and the Rose Garden's a good 10 degrees warmer than anywhere else. So in the middle of July, it might be 90 outside, but it's 100 in the Rose Garden.
There you go. That's why you get paid the big bucks to cover the White House.
Well, the president was populist, pugnacious, and pugilist today. He was really punchy. It was very interesting because quite often in the Rose Garden, he does his thing. He comes in, does his thing. He had an audience, but you really got the impression that he was drawing a line in the sand. He referenced John Boehner by name twice, which was pretty strong stuff. And he said, the speaker says, we can't have my way or the highway, and then says, basically, my way or the highway. That's not smart. It's not right. You know, and he said, this is not class warfare, it's math.
Wow.
He and then he threatened to veto anything that comes to him that is just cuts.
So there's just no way. They're sticking firm. There's going to be some taxes and there's going to be cuts. Taxes, cuts, that's how we have to do it.
That's what he's saying. Now, of course, the reality is that it's never going to get to that because there's no way that this super committee is ever going to deal with $3.2 trillion.
Yeah,
they're
I agree with you.
They're going to have a hard enough time getting to $1.2 or $1.7 trillion.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the trigger to go off on November 23rd. That's when that automatic trigger falls into place. Yeah, I think it's going to be too tough. I absolutely agree with you. Okay, so some FaceTime and some conversation, some, as you said, what did you say, the three Ps?
pugnacious, pugilistic, and populist.
All right, I love that. Speaking of laying the hammer down, the White House also threatening right to veto the EPA pollution rules, veto the over the House
yes.
attack on the EPA pollution rules?
Yes, another veto threat. He says that the administration will continue to take steps to defend the authority of the Clean Air Act. This is, you know, activists were very upset earlier this month because of the White House's retreat on planned ozone standards. Well, the House is voting later this week on a Republican measure that would mandate new interagency analysis of the cumulative economic effects of several EPA rules. They would delay completion of upcoming mercury standards for power plants until at least 6 months after the interagency panel's final report in August of 2012. And they would also delay a recently finalized EPA rule to cut power plant emissions that blow across state lines and worsen smog and particulate pollution.
Ooh.
And so the White House threat to veto the bill is really quite a strong signal that it's going to battle Republican efforts to scuttle a big suite of EPA rules. And it has a big plan to get rid of EPA rules. So he said he's going to do it. The EPA say that these mercury standards and this cross-state air pollution rule is going to bring, bringing them in is going to bring huge health gains, and they say that it's going to prevent up to 34,000 premature deaths, 19,000 cases of acute bronchitis, 400,000 cases of aggravated asthma, 1.8 million sick days, and on and on and on. Now, Republicans and some conservative Democrats say that these EPA regulations are overly burdensome and that their economic effects have not been adequately vetted.
So, in other words, it's just going to go round and round.
Right, but I think that he will veto this.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with you. Just in some of the heavy-handed stuff that I read, and now you filled in some of the gaps for us as well. So don't look for that to pass. All right, and finally, Texas gets involved here, gets some mention. What's the deal with redistricting the courts?
Well, they've had a surge in population, almost entirely due to Latinos. So, of course, they've redistricted. They got four more additional House seats, more than any other state. Well, it seems that the way that the redistricting has been done by the state's Republican legislature may mean that maybe they'll get one Hispanic representative. Maybe they won't get any.
Ooh.
Because it just came out that way.
Right. So they might not get
and
their way,
so
in other words.
Hispanics are furious about it, and the Department of Justice said today, no, it's illegal, and it does not maintain or increase the ability of minority voters to elect their candidate of choice. This thing could go to the Supreme Court.
Yeah, I think it's going to go to the Supreme Court. Great stuff as always, Victoria Jones, Talk Radio News. You have a fabulous night.
Thank you.
All right, so the buzz in Washington is just as Victoria was saying, a couple of the possibilities of a veto threat, the big V being threatened there, and really the thing that's coming back and bouncing back in the heartland and everywhere else is the fact that we keep saying in America we just are not buying into the whole tax thing. You can talk about, well, it doesn't work that way. If you're going to cut spending, then you have to raise more revenue, you have to tax. And I think that we are so bewildered, beleaguered, and befuddled by what we've seen come out of Washington that there's just no way back. There's no way to reel this in. The $1.5 trillion, because that's Obama's proposing $1.5 trillion in new tax revenue, we keep saying, and I said this in the previous show over the weekend, it was all about the millionaires. We're going to make the millionaires pay their fair share. And we're going to call it, it's like the Buffett tax. Warren Buffett doesn't pay enough taxes. He wants to pay more. Well, capital gains would affect everybody. Even if you have $20,000 invested in the market that you scraped and did everything you could to find a way to have a little bit in the market, or you have a 401k, it rolls over and you have to manage it yourself because you work at a different job. But here's the other kick in the pants, right? So airline travelers, hello, anybody fly ever? How about military retired people? How about those people? How about folks who are taking out new mortgages? You're going to pay more because that's going to be part of the $130 billion in government revenues, in that case, raised through new or increased fees. It's the increasing of the fees. Let me give you an example. Airline passengers would see the federal security fees would go up from $5 to $10 for a nonstop round trip flight, triple to 15 by 2017, and so on and so forth. And you say, oh, you know, whatever, goes up, doubles up. But then you're talking about baggage and everything else you have to pay on an airline. Forget it if you have kids. If you have to fly, you're going to have a fundraiser. Unless you're making really good money, right? So military retirees would pay a $200 fee when they turn 65 to have the government pay their out-of-pocket Medicare expenses, and they'd also pay more for non-generic prescription drugs. Drugs that many of them need to get through the day with all the post-traumatic stress syndrome they're carrying around and everything else. Oh, my, oh, my. We're setting the table next here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
So before we slide away from the agenda at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, seriously, which I think is as clear as mud, there is one thing that you can see, that there are definite battle lines when it comes to 2012. You have the president in the Rose Garden demanding that the rich Americans have to pay higher taxes because that will cut the deficit by $3 trillion. He says he's going to use the V power, like I said, the veto, for any effort by the Republicans in Congress to cut Medicare benefits for the older folks without raising taxes as well. And he says that it's not class warfare, because what has now come out is several Republicans are using that word, saying it's class warfare. That's what's going on here. And it's confrontation after confrontation. Whatever happened to that friendly golf game with the Speaker of the House, John Boehner? Boy, that didn't last very long, did it? Remember? Trying to avert the crisis, trying to keep the government open, trying to talk about lifting the debt ceiling. And then quickly, things changed beyond the 19th hole. So the golf summit didn't work out too well. Anyway, the president's proposal is this push to Congress and challenging them to approve it because it's going to hit mostly upper-income taxpayers and would certainly affect tax loopholes and subsidies that are used by large corporations. But as I said, a lot of those are also used by the little guy. So it's not just the rich. Specifically, the military retiree, I think, is the great example, having to pay more. Also, even the airline thing, it would raise a lot of money, certainly, if you had that fee jump up. But that's what's happening to everybody who flies. The fees just keep jumping up. So now you add another federal fee on top of that, and that is worrisome. And then we keep talking about this 10 years, that you'd get $1 trillion over 10 years because now we're withdrawing troops from Iraq and Afghanistan. So that would also count. What about all the money we spent that we didn't get back that put us in this situation in the first place? How about those oil reparations? Anybody talking about that? How about Iraq giving up some oil? What's going on with the money back program? Do we get anything back? You know, I'm not normally a person of what's in it for me, but I think it's about time that in America we said what's in it for us. What's in it for us? Because all we do is pay, and then in the end, we have to pay more. Why is that? We have to pay more up front, whether it's the military ops, whether we're paying for Solyndra to make solar panels when they've been made cheaply by the Chinese already, and there's nobody who wants to take our more expensive solar panels. So I think it's about time we ask the question, what's in it for us? In this case, we need to be a little selfish. So we've got the $447 billion in tax cuts on the table, and these public works as a short-term way to stimulate the economy. So we're talking about shovel jobs again, or teachers. That's the other thing that's been thrown out, the rehired teachers. We have this crazy super committee that we know darn well, I don't care what your stripes are, you know it, I know it, they're not going to be able to come up with the task of finding a way to cut $1.5 trillion. They're not. So the axe will swing on that. There'll be an automatic cut there. And here's what I wonder. Who is going to suffer for the cuts? Coming up on the show, we're going to talk to Dr. Glasser. This is a guy who was an Army physician. And he talks about the fact of this huge facility. I asked about this huge facility they're building, Army Medical Facility in Kentucky. And why are we building this huge facility? You know, supposedly withdrawing troops and all that. And you wait till you hear his answers, and he goes through what so many people don't realize. Do you realize that 300,000 women are serving in the military, many of them with kids and a husband that they leave behind? Do you realize that the people who voluntarily decide to go and serve have done it 4 and 5 times, been deployed that many times over and over and over again? And do you also realize that other than the Civil War, these are the men and women who are losing more limbs than we've ever seen, except for the Civil War? And it was partially because of the medicine, too. They didn't have the medicine that they have now, so people would die with bad amputations and whatnot. And now we have people coming back who need jobs, need some love, need some facilities, special facilities to rehab them, to take care of their specific needs, because we're not talking about people that were shot. We're talking about people that were blown up and are missing limbs, right? So here, follow my bouncing ball. When they talk about, like, these automatic cuts, and you see that Leon Panetta goes crazy because now he's the Secretary of Defense, and he realizes and has said he's up at night figuring where does he cut? Because guess what? Some of those cuts would affect the medical care that the people coming back from these horrible situations desperately need. So give me a break. We can't cut that. So the super committee needs to figure out a way to get rid of $1.5 trillion so the axe doesn't swing twice on these people who have served again and again and again and again with not much fanfare. Or forget the fanfare. They don't even want that. I think without much of a love back from the U.S., and they need that. So they need this big facility that is being built, is being put together. And not just there. It's going to be across the board in other places as well. So the whole thing with the money and the money grab and the deficit and all the crazy cockamamie things that are happening in Washington, trust me, when I say America Tonight is a show that's about water cooler buzz, and you sometimes tune in and you think, oh, is she talking about that again? Not again. Trust me, we have 4 hours on America Tonight. We lighten the load. We have nailed the score. We have all kinds of things. In the second hour, we're giving away a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field. If you can guess what hat I'm wearing. And don't worry, if you're listening on the radio, I'll give you a big description of it. Or if you go to the website, americatonight.net, at the very end of the hour, you will see me wearing the hat, and we'll see if you can guess the logo. You know, there's something about logos, and I realized this when I was walking around in a very big city this past weekend. I'm telling you, all the hats I saw, some of them had logos that I have no idea what they were logos for. I mean, you saw the obligatory Yankees hats, but man, I saw a lot of other symbols that I have no idea what they meant. All right, speaking of having no idea, do you know that NASA has no idea whether or not we're going to get hit in the head with space junk? Oh, no, I'm not making this up. Here's Dr. Mark Matney talking about the possibility of space junk and what it's on course for right now.
UARS is actually reentering a little bit faster than we had anticipated because the solar activity has gone up. And we talked about that it's variable. But actually, it's gone up the last couple of days, really more a little bit higher than it's been in a number of months.
Yeah, and URS is that dead satellite that's floating around that could end up in pieces and hit the Earth by Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. Because as he said, it's a little bit faster than they originally were projecting. And, of course, the warning is out if some space junk should crash to the Earth like a fireball in your backyard, for goodness sake, don't try to pick it up and hide it. Don't put it away and bury it somewhere because the Smithsonian or somebody else will want a piece of that dead satellite. Isn't that crazy? All this time when we've had space junk, no human has been hit by it. But now there's all these warnings, so they have to be a little bit concerned with this prediction of it. 6 tons, that's what the satellite is, 6 tons. Yeah. And boy, it could hit a lot of different places. The odds of it hitting somewhere, anywhere on the planet, though, just so you know, are 1 in 3,200. The heaviest piece to hit the ground will be about 350 pounds, but no one's ever been hit by falling space junk. Well, I don't know. What if 350 pounds just happened to sadly land on top of you? Cross your fingers. Dr. Glasser next.
Do you live where ice storms, blizzards, tornadoes, floods, earthquakes, or hurricanes occur? Who doesn't? Well, most of us do, and when they occur, one of the first things to happen is the power goes out. When Hurricane Irene hit, over 5 million homes were without power. Just having light around the house becomes very important. Arm yourself with the new 50-hour emergency candle in a can. Just pull the pop-top lid, the matches are safe inside, and light up the candle for 50 hours of continuous light. The candle and matches are together when you need them the most. Emergency light that has an indefinite shelf life, always ready and won't go dead like batteries. 50-hour emergency candles are $7.95 each or four for $28. Call toll-free 1-855-485-8555, 855-485-8555, or order online at candlesincans.com. One more time, that's 855-485-8555, or visit us at candlesincans.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Alli-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, menopause specialist for women, and joint specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
You owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, coast to coast, and of course all those nooks and crannies in between. Many of you know that the service that so many have given in the military is near and dear to me. I've said this before. A lot of people in my family have served. I've never served, but I understand some of the sacrifices that have been made. And then you look around and you see some of the things that are happening that we've been talking about, including this one, the fact that the U.S. Army is building a huge hospital complex in Fort Campbell, Kentucky. A lot of you are listening to me in Lexington, Kentucky. So this is 105,000 acres, this hospital is on 105,000 acres. So what do you think that means? It will now be the largest, and I double-checked on this, the largest hospital complex comprised of however many buildings in the entire world, not just in the United States. So when we're talking about Iraq and we're talking about reducing forces, even when we're talking about Afghanistan, what does that mean if we're planning on reducing the size of the military? Who better to have on this show? And it's such a pleasure to welcome him to it. He's the author of Broken Bodies, Shattered Minds. He's a former Army physician. Dr. Ron Glasser joins us. Hey, Doc, thanks so much for spending some time with us on ATN.
Well, it's a treat to be here. But the reason that they're building the new facility at Fort Campbell is because the military understands what is going on and the tsunami of wounded that this country is going to have to take care of, even if the country is undergoing complete amnesia to what's happening in Iraq and Afghanistan. They know, and they realize that these facilities, particularly facilities that are going to have to take care of these men and women for the next 30, 40 years, are necessary.
Yeah. I mean, we're talking about, and this is where I think there's the disconnect with so many people, and we've mentioned this, it's the highest ever that we've seen as far as amputees, people coming back with all kinds of you know, missing limbs, obviously, and whatnot, and trying to rehab themselves and trying to get in a better position. But we've never had, and you know, you're a former Army physician. Is this the worst we've ever had as far as wounds, those kind of mortal, well, physical wounds, not mortal wounds, those kind of wounds that I'm talking about?
No, it was worse in the Civil War. In the Civil War, there were 0.7 casualties to every death. That meant is that if you were wounded, you probably died. And at the end of the Civil War, one-third of all of the men under 30 years of age in Mississippi were amputees. It was the first major war after the Industrial Revolution, and there was slaughter on an industrial scale. But what really kills you is if you took a bullet in the chest or the abdomen, you bled to death, and if you took a bullet in your extremity and it got infected, you died. And so amputations became the treatment of choice. Broken Body, Shattered Minds is a book that has gotten terrific reviews. And one of the astonishing things is the number of countries, foreign rights. But they're all countries that are either our enemies or where we are casual, where we are fighting or may fight: Israel, China, Russia, Lebanon, Iran. And the reason is that that the book, you know, most books don't change people's minds. People buy books that they think they'll be interested in because they already believe it.
Yeah.
But Broken Body, Shattered Mind, the reviewers have all said that this is a book that can change minds. And with less than one half of 1% of our country fighting, nobody really cares. And I think the book points out what the military understands by building a complex at Fort Campbell. That unlike Vietnam, where and I was involved in Vietnam. Unlike Vietnam, where you were shot, in Iraq and Afghanistan, you're blown up.
Yeah.
And if you're blown up, then you get amputations and you get traumatic brain injuries. But you don't get those wounds that kill you because you bleed to death. And so the number of amputations, the number of traumatic brain injuries, the incidence of PTSD is enormous. I mean, look what happened to Congresswoman Gifford. She got shot in the head.
Okay. Yes.
And it was, luckily, it was a .22 caliber round. Didn't cross the midline. And so the damage was truly along the track of the bullet. And she survived, like so many are surviving in Iraq and Afghanistan. But she's going to need physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy, cognitive therapy for the rest of her life. And she is not going to be the same as she was. And so the military understands the need to build these facilities that are going to give care forever. And the numbers are staggering. There may only be 6,000 or 7,000, and I say maybe only, killed in Iraq and Afghanistan. But the RAND Corporation, their numbers are 400,000 probably with traumatic brain injuries, another 300,000 with PTSD. You know, we worry about football players hitting their helmets together.
Sure.
Well, there are Marines who have been exposed to 15 IEDs.
Mm.
And, you know, the improvised explosive devices is a misnomer. I mean, if you wire together 355-millimeter shells and put them in the ground, put 10 pounds of Centex on top of them and some canisters of butane gas, it'll turn over a 60-ton M1A1 tank. The blast wave travels at 1,400 feet per second, and it's 400 times atmospheric pressure, and it'll rattle your brain if you're out 50 meters.
No kidding.
And nobody knows. I mean, and nobody cares. Look, if there was a draft, I think that this, we would at least have a discussion about these wars. But without a draft, nobody cares.
Yeah, that's the question. Let me interrupt you, Doctor, because you did this. You were in the trenches in Vietnam, so to speak. We were talking about, you were there. You're talking about Nam. And then you certainly see in this situation, and you've said this several times, nobody cares. And that's so sad to me. And that's what I'm saying about America Tonight. We were trying to raise that awareness. What would you tell people that they can do?
Well, I can tell you. I mean, this is I am involved with most of the veterans groups. I'm part of the veterans courts. Mm-hmm. And honest, we're all veterans. You go to these meetings, and there's nobody there that hasn't been in the Army. And it's like a Walt Disney True Life Adventure, where the old vets are trying to save the young vets.
Right.
Well, you know, the reason for the courts are that in 14 states have already passed the law, and the Supreme Court said it was constitutional. But if you're a veteran and you're up on charges, the judge has to tell the jury that you're a veteran, and then an evaluation has to be made about your cognitive status, about whether you may have a traumatic brain injury or PTSD. And that's successful. And that's because when our troops come home, their contact with the general population is honest to God through the unemployment lines and through the criminal justice system.
Mm.
So we're trying to take care of that. In regards to caring, I mean, I can't conceive of an American mother who would willingly send her son drafted to Afghanistan.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, they just won't do it. And there are units that have gone back, honest to God, Katie. I mean, there are units that have gone back five or six times. I mean, I know about the Minnesota National Guard. Okay, the Minnesota National Guard, the Red Bull division and units of it, and particularly the Air National Guard, gone back, five, six times.
Right.
And I know why they signed up for the Minnesota National Guard. They signed up for flood control and snow removal.
Right.
They sure as hell didn't sign up to chase the Taliban through the mountains of Afghanistan.
Yeah.
I mean, and it isn't that Americans don't care. It's that they don't have, as a Southern sergeant once told me, they don't have a dog in that fight.
Yep.
And so they're willing to let it go on and on. But we have a responsibility to take care of these men and women when they come home. And that's not being met. And so we all try. You know, it's the Wounded Warriors Program. It's the Marine Semper Fi Fund. It's the Veterans, the National Veterans Association, where it's a family council here in Minnesota. We're all trying to do what we can to help these men and women that come home. But nobody knows. When I give my talks and I ask the audience, how many women do they think we sent to run the most dangerous roads in the world? I get answers like 500, 1,500. Well, you know, and I know, and anybody who's involved with the military knows.
Sure.
It's 300,000.
Yeah.
I mean, 28% of the troops we send over to Iraq and Afghanistan are women. Well, where the hell did Americans come up with the idea of 500? I mean, it's
they don't know.
Yeah. And so what the answer to your question is I think that they read books like Broken Body, Shattered Mind, because it changes mind. And then once you know what's going on, then I think you're quite willing to have the VA be given more money by a Congress that is catatonic about the deficit.
Yep. Yep, I agree with you.
I mean, you know, Lincoln, our greatest war president, you know, said it. He said the function of government is to do for people what they can't do for themselves. And I can tell you that you come back with a traumatic brain injury or PTSD, and you're living in Enid, Oklahoma, or southern Minnesota, you don't have any help. And that's the truth.
Yep, and you need help. We're out of time. Broken Bodies, Shattered Minds. Pick it up. Make a difference. Dr. Ron Glasser, thanks so much.
Well, thank you.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Lipstick, chunky, defunct, the all-in-one. She came back wearing a smile. Looking like someone drove me that wanted to unplug me.
Welcome back once again to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. You know, I talk about this all the time. I used to live in California, and I really learned a lot from the Firestone guys about wine. And so I kind of became a wine person. It was natural since I lived near all of them in the wine area and learned so much from them and had friends in the business. And then I kind of slid over, not that I'm a giant, huge drinker, but if I'm having a drink after I play golf or do whatever, then I switched when I moved to Texas from California and then from back east to beer. And so it seems, I think you can tell a lot about personalities from what they drink, but maybe not, because I'm the perfect example of somebody who's shifted around. But there's more that you can tell about liquor, folks, and I think some of you realize this. Check it out. The Beverage Information Group has reported that in its 2011 beer handbook that the U.S. beer industry is actually declining, losing 1.9% to total 2.8 billion cases for the fourth consecutive year. So what does that mean? Can we tell anything about the economy as to what people are drinking with high unemployment and what's going on with gas prices and all that other kind of stuff? So we're pleased to welcome to America Tonight Kim Forsyth, who's the president of Sambuca Restaurants. Kim, thanks for popping on ATN.
Thank you for having me.
Is first of all, before I get to the whole thing about the economy, you heard my little rap there about I've lived all over the place. That's just the business, being in TV and radio. And you heard me say that I live close to the wine people, so I learned about wine. And then, you know, I moved to Texas, and then I was more into beer. Is there something, do people switch what they drink? Is that a personality thing, or are some of us more open-minded to trying different things? I don't know. I'm just kind of reaching here because I'm wondering.
I think there's a combination of a few factors going on these days. I think we've seen we track our sales broken down on three categories: wine, liquor, and beer. And we are seeing that there has been some trends to change off of beer lately, and we are seeing things evolve. We see companies push directions on liquor sales and promoting new drinks and so forth. And we've seen a push with the beer sales, but I think there's definitely been some fluctuations in the trends and what people are drinking for a few reasons.
Yeah, and so when you say for a few reasons, trends in what they're drinking, is drinking vodka up? I was just at a party in New York, and it seemed like everything they served was with vodka, like whether it was Sea Breezes or Greyhounds or whatever it was.
I think the vodka has really, it's our number one seller by far. And we're seeing the major brands represented, and they push promotional events and sponsorships as best they can. I think the vodka trend, though, is also because I think everybody's looking at the calories a lot more these days. It's a concern about you know when I'm drinking beer, is that putting extra calories on me and so forth. I think there is a little bit of trend to those options. And you see a lot of the commercials on TV. They're pushing liquor and able to market a lot more than they used to. And we've also seen options on drinks being expanded on with skinny drinks and trying to allow options for people who may not want those calories. And vodka and a skinny drink with something that might sound healthy, like fruit and such, or grapefruit and reduce calorie adders and so forth. It's the new trend that we're seeing quite a bit of.
Yeah. When you're in the restaurant business, and you've been in the restaurant business a while, as you see things go in one direction, I mean, it's got to be trends. You see trends in one direction, you see trends in another direction. Do you just try to keep in front of everything the best you can? I mean, how do you keep up with everything? How do you take the pulse of what's going on out there?
Well, we do a combination of things. We do track sales levels on all those three major categories, as I said before, and we try to break them out within those categories. Wine sales, for example, we did see an impact in wine sales when the economy kind of tapered off, and people were still drinking wine, but they were choosing not to go for the more expensive bottles. And I think the lower-end bottles are selling well, but I believe also people are more educated and they're realizing they don't have to spend a lot of money. There are options out there that are affordable. And so you get into the details, where are your sales in each category? And we are seeing that the liquor companies are really pushing their liquor sales, and the distributors are actually hiring bartenders or mixologists, as they're defined now, and they're helping to define those menus, bring in education to the bars, the restaurants, and trying to give options of new drinks and styles that people are may be interested in. We're seeing a huge amount of people wanting the drink menu. What's your specialty? What options do you have, and so forth. So then we start tracking those sales for those categories, and you do see everybody trending towards those and looking for something new rather than your basic vodka tonic. All of a sudden you have a couple of special berry mixers that go along with it that sound interesting, enticing, and go real well in the summer as well.
Ooh, that must bode well for vendors who try to hit you up. Do you have a lot of people? Because I imagine when you're in the restaurant business, you have all kinds of people trying to get you to carry, like other businesses, trying to get you to carry their products. And you probably listen a little bit more when it comes to all these specialty drinks. Is that what happens?
You know, I think it's definitely an added advantage if you have somebody who's helping you build drink lists and bring options that obviously have their alcohols and so forth in them. and have worked on the taste profile that, you know, people are interested in, and that they, you know, potentially, tweak them to that it might be a little bit more specific for our store, but they see the trends of what people are drinking and they work on it very well. I think that, you know, we're seeing a downtrend in beer though for a few other reasons as well. And I think again, the calorie thing is part of it. And I also think that, people are being educated more in beer just as well as wine and liquor options, and so forth. I think the beer side of it that I'm seeing is that, you know, the, consumer is interested in flavor and more interested in varying options. There are more beers that are on the market from overseas and so forth. America's has more imports coming in. We're having a lot of from the Mexican side imports and so forth. But you know, it's definitely more consumer driven and the marketing. I think they're hitting people out there and making sure that their brands are top of the mind awareness. You know, it's very competitive, but the people who are selling it to us, they have the marketing money, so.
That makes sense completely. All right, Kim Forsythe, thanks so much. Sambuca Restaurant. Sambuca, by the way, a place that I go to just for people listening, because you're listening around the country and in Dallas and all over the place. Love Sambuca. Love the atmosphere. And you know what? Your food's good. You're good on the, you're great with the food. So you have to keep up with those trends too, of course, right?
You know, absolutely. We've adjusted the menu over the years. We've seen, again, people are trending not to have the full meals like the old traditional way and more styling towards the European style and other areas that, you know, there's a lot more nibbling. We do a lot of small plates and small dishes that go very well with, you know, coming in and just sharing and maybe with cocktails and such. But we do the live music 7 nights a week, and so, a lot of people want to come in and they may want to nibble throughout the night and just stay at the tables and enjoy the music and combine with more of a nibbling kind of thing. So, but we change our menu seasonally and try to stay in the trends of what's out there in the market. I think people are looking for those lighter options, but yeah, still the big steak is usually the winner.
This is the thing that you can do, Kim. You know this. Go have a steak, and then you just dance the night away, so you dance those calories off.
Absolutely. Get a very nice red wine to help digest that steak as well.
Absolutely. Kim Forsythe, pleasure talking to you. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
All right, I took a little survey of some other people and liquor sales. And one guy I talked to in New Hampshire told me this year, just liquor sales in his pub up 5.5%. Friday and Saturday combined sales, the last weekend in August, sold 3.7 million. I thought it'd be fun to leave you with a toast. May the winds of fortune sail you. May you sail a gentle sea. May it always be the other guy who says, "This drink's on me."
Yeah, baby!